Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 30th day of October 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to open the phones up for people that do have power or are able to call in. Some people have phone service but not power on the East Coast with the hurricane that obviously started to plow in. It's causing some damage, some flooding, cars flooding down the street in New York City, subways flooded, a lot of people dead. I don't know, it was like 17 last time I checked. We should pray for everybody, but they're calling this the ultimate storm in history now, and I think that is hype. We've seen the media do that before, but certainly it's already affecting early voting and things like that. And so it is absolutely essential that we continue to track exactly what's happening with this hurricane, but also understand they will try to get executive orders through, so-called free trade deals through, all sorts of things through while we're busy watching this hurricane, Hurricane Sandy. And they will also try to use looting and things like that, which there's already been some arrests for looting, as a pretext to basically restrict all of our liberties. I noticed that the New Atlantic magazine wrote an article today making fun of Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com, implying that there's never any looting during hurricanes and that we were just horrible people for showing the tweets of folks saying they were going to loot. Even though arrests are being made with people looting inside stores and things. And I've got all those articles here in front of me. Also, there's a new article breaking at Infowars.com. Time Warner kills TV show critical of TSA. And this is big news because the show talked to scientists and the admissions that the naked body scanners were causing cancer. It showed Michael Chertoff, former head of Homeland Security, making money personally off of ordering the scanners, total conflict of interest, and Time Warner, the same folks that own CNN, who've been caught by their own reporters that have gone public recently, Amber Lyon and others, covering up massacres by Arab countries they're friendly towards. We're talking about lining up families and shooting them, and the media covering that up. So Time Warner kills TV show critical of TSA. Episode exposed how body scanners were a major cancer threat. And that's big news. We're going to be getting into that. Yesterday, Facebook now censoring political posts as hate speech. And all we did was show an image of bin Laden and say Al-Qaeda. And they said, that's not allowed. And they said, if you do it again, you will have your account, one of many we have, with 300+ thousand people, 321,000 signed up for it. Facebook now censoring political posts as hate speech. Social network giant threatened to close Alex Jones' account over bin Laden Al-Qaeda image. And we've had them shut down other accounts we have. That's why, I don't know, I say we got 15, 20. We got more than that. We've had fans over the years that set up hundreds of them. And we had one listener that was doing it that gave us, it was more than 20 of them. He set them up for every film we have, every website we have, and you know, some of them had 100,000, 200,000, 20,000, 10,000, 300,000. It was all totaled over a million what this guy handed over to us. We don't even really know how to run it, but we're trying. We're learning. And we just linked our articles and stuff, and there's no porn. There's no calls to violence. But we can't say bin Laden's CIA and then link to an article in the Washington Post admitting it. That's just not allowed. Darren McBrain was told with his personal Facebook, he had just mainline news up there, and they said, we don't allow politics on Facebook. He was given that message, and that's in the article, too. So it's like a third world country.
Cold and flu season is upon us. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, as well as help improve wound healing. Silver Sol technology is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, like strep throat, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology is much more effective than colloidal or ionic silvers and has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of older solutions. Supernatural Silver is what you need for any emergency. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code AlexSays for 20% off. And like us on Facebook.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Tuesday, 30th day of October, 2012. Frankenstorm is been hyped up like it's the end of the world, the worst storm in history. You've seen the headlines, but it is pretty darn bad. I mean, I have a laundry list articles here about what is happening with the hurricane. I'm going to list some of those. There have been 17 to 18 deaths. The numbers are changing all the time. There have been troops called out in five states. There have been curfews launched. There have been mandatory evacuations launched. There is flooding of the New York subways, store shelves all over the East Coast. Our own Dan Bedondi went and shot video. We're going to be showing a little bit later, or just rolling over me while I talk here, of the store shelves pretty much bare when you talk about Providence, Rhode Island. Where he is based right now. He's normally here as one of our reporters. He'd gone on a week-long vacation to visit family. And he's up there reporting. He may be popping in a little bit later in the broadcast as well. And again, if you're a radio listener that just tuned in, you're like, we're going to be showing video over us while we're talking here of Dan there driving around New Haven and then also going back to Rhode Island and driving around Providence, Rhode Island there. We are also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. What I want to do here, ahead of our guest joining us, Dr. Nick Begich and Bob Fletcher, both icons when it comes to really being among the first to scientifically begin to document that there is massive weather modification going on across the board. Not just here, but worldwide. When Begich would talk about this 20 years ago, people looked at him like he was a space alien. And of course, his father was a famous congressman in Alaska. His brother's a U.S. senator currently. Just an amazing researcher, probably the biggest brain out there with documents and facts and patents and the numbers and all the proof and everything that there is a giant global manipulation going on with electromagnetic ground-based systems, air-based magnetic systems, air-based aerosol chemical systems, aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things. He's going to be joining us because weather modification is a real thing. Our government admits they do it. $5 billion a year program that finally got declassified earlier this year, but the details are still classified. They just admit, yeah, we spend $5 billion in one program manipulating the atmosphere, and we're not going to tell you what we're doing. Well, we know what you're doing. We reverse engineered it. And it is diabolical. It is not to help people. It is to consolidate control. The bankers have always wanted to get rid of U.S. farmers and small dairies and ranches and things, and they're doing it with all this freak weather. Just like State Department Memorandum 200 says, they'll use war, famine, you name it, to deindustrialize third world countries that try to industrialize and to shut down food production and kill people. And that was declassified in 1991. Look it up. Written by Henry Kissinger. So Dr. Nick Begich is joining us, and then Bob Fletcher, always amazing, to give us his take on all of this today. But what I want to do right now is go through some of the headlines and then go to your calls for people on the East Coast. Dan Bedondi's driven around some of the other areas of New England. High winds, some rain, but it hasn't really, you know, it's gone mainly into Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and it hasn't really turned fully into New England yet. So it's not that bad yet there, and thank God. Again, we're going to be later going over some of that video here for people that are watching at prisonplanet.tv. Just without audio, we'll just roll some of it as he drove around the empty gas stations and, again, went into the grocery stores the food, water, and things, and toilet paper and things were bare. I mean, why do people run out and get things last minute? See, some of the basic stuff is there, but the food, the toilet paper, you know, that's all empty. Why wouldn't people have basic necessities already stocked? I mean, I've got a basement full of paper towels and medical supplies and toilet paper and ammunition and storable foods and camping supplies, not because I live in fear. I try to live empowered. Continuing here, top East Coast refiner restarting after Hurricane Sandy. So refineries are already restarting in some areas. That's good. Here is an article out of USA Today. Sandy unlikely to postpone election. Well, let's hope that's the case. At least 80 flooded houses destroyed in New York City fire, Wall Street Journal. Hurricane Sandy, losses worse than Irene. Disaster forecast, Reuters. Hurricane Sandy, hundreds evacuated from New York City hospital, Fox News. Hurricane Sandy floods New York City. Photo show devastation. New York Times, Northeast suffers huge damage in storm's path, millions without power. Continuing, this is out of Christian Science Monitor. Hurricane Sandy, predecessor to the Great Hurricane of 1938. What can we learn from it? And they say, well, fire is the big danger and some other issues. The world is watching, global concern over Hurricane Sandy. At least 18 dead, millions without power in Sandy's aftermath. So the latest number is 18 dead now, 17 just 20 minutes ago. And obviously they find a lot more dead after. That's the really sad thing here is they found 18 already, folks. It's probably 50 right now. I mean, we've had floods in South Texas that killed 35 people in one night in one county. So this is probably going to be pretty bad loss of life-wise, but nothing compared to the daily death tolls on the highways. I mean, this world's a dangerous place, but got to pray for everybody there on the East Coast. Going through some more of these headlines here. Curfew enacted in East Haven, and that's out of Connecticut. So that's in East New Haven. Sandpiper Restaurant on Cozy Beach Avenue in East Haven is closed, but shows a sense of humor as Hurricane Sandy moves north. Go away, Sandy, and we'll feed you a lobster roll is the sign there on the facility. Again, Manhattan subway closed. Cars are floating down the street. Washington blog has a report on that. First, an electricity blackout, and now cell phone coverage is down as users in Manhattan battle signal failures. And there are some reports I have here of increased robberies and things in New York, people using the darkness, but no widespread looting. There have been a few arrests in New York and other areas for looting and things, but there's always some crime going on in any major city. But I just want to point out that if you try to loot in places like Texas when hurricanes hit, you get killed. In fact, there's always a lot of people that do get shot trying to loot. And it's normally places like Chicago and New York where the criminal governments have disarmed the law-abiding citizens that you have the highest crime rates. And it's time to free Chicago. It's time to free New York, great American cities, iconic cities, from the globalist grip of the crime bosses that want their quarry, their victims, disarmed. Thousands of people in Manhattan woke to find they had no cell phone coverage this morning after Superstorm Sandy battered the city's phone mast. Cell phone users in large swaths of lower Manhattan suffered signal failures after 24 hours of devastating weather. For many, it means they are virtually cut off and have no way of contacting friends or family or calling for help if there is future emergencies or further emergencies. Here's another one. Superstorm Sandy leaves millions without power, again, across tri-state area. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and other states, more than just three states there, that it's really, 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 really hitting hard. Con Edison, LIPA, PSEG, JCP&L, 4.5 million customers lost power in just one area. Another 670,000 Con Edison reporting that, 200,000 in another area. So it's just too many reports to even be able to follow it all. At least 80 flooded houses destroyed. Again, I mentioned that. It's one of the biggest things in New York by fire. Two New Jersey towns overrun by water from creek drains. Also, a possible levee break in New Jersey floods three towns. That's Reuters. The towns of, I hope I pronounced this right, Moonachie, Little Ferry, and Karlstadt were underwater after swollen Hackensack River broke its banks, flooding 2,000 residents in the county alone. A big storm requires big government, a disgusting article out of the New York Times about how only big government can save us. That's why we need a big fat FEMA to run everything. I got to come suck all our resources out and then come and boss everybody around, cut down the police communications because the police wouldn't follow their orders. To stand down completely in New Orleans and to block the police and others from other counties from coming in and helping, and fire departments from Texas and other areas, Louisiana, Mississippi, from coming into New Orleans, and all the other sabotage FEMA did, and not giving people aid for 6 days, then going to the high and dry areas and taking the guns, and then making people sit in the Superdome while they got raped. Under orders, the police and military sat out there on giant pallets of food and water on record. No one was allowed to walk out themselves on the high and dry highways to high and dry areas. You would be shot if you tried that. Just a pure exercise of raw evil. That's what happened. Most Americans have never heard of the National Response Coordination Center, but they're lucky it exists on days of lethal winds and flood tides. The center is the war room of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, where officials, not servants, gather to decide where rescuers should go. Yeah, where everybody should stand down. Bunch of tyrants. Disgusting. Water, fire, destruction in New York City after the superstorm. Nuclear Regulation Commission declares alert at Oyster Creek Nuclear Plant. We're going to cover that when we get back and go to your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. For people on the East Coast, to give us your reports, 800-259-9231.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I passed along the way.
I love stopping into churches.
Well, I got down on my knees.
down on my knees. Monday through Friday, we're here. Toll-free number to join us if you're on the East Coast and you are affected by the hurricane. If you have eyewitness reports of how bad it is, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Again, just finishing up with this. Nuclear Regulatory Commission declares alert at Oyster Creek Nuclear Plant. And the report goes on to say the Oyster Creek plant in New Jersey is the most likely to be affected by the hurricane. That's what the George Washington blogspot that we posted at Infowars.com did report yesterday. And indeed, that is now being affected. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is conducting and continuing to monitor the impacts for Hurricane Sandy on nuclear power plants in the northeastern United States, including an alert declared at the Oyster Creek Nuclear Power Plant in New Jersey. The plant currently is a regularly scheduled outage declared the alert at approximately 8:45 p.m. EDT due to water exceeding certain high water level criteria in the plant's water intake structure. An alert is the second lowest of four NRC action levels. The alert was preceded by an unusual event declared at approximately 7 p.m. EDT when the water level first reached a minimum high water level criteria. Water level is rising in the intake structure due to a combination of rising tide and direction and storm surge. It is anticipated water levels will begin to be abate within the next several hours. And then AP goes on to report the plant's owner, Exelon Corporation, said power was also disrupted in the station's switchyard, but backup diesel generators, as Washington Blogspot predicted they would do yesterday, were providing stable power with more than 2 weeks of fuel on hand. The NRC spokesman said that the floodwaters continue to rise. It could affect the reactor's service water pumps, which are used for shutdown cooling and to cool the spent fuel pond. Let me stop right there. Here's the issue. I think nuclear power overall would be good if you had moral companies and corporations and state governments that would hold them accountable. Should be the state government doing that. But you can look up the numbers. It's even mainstream news. It's 90, I think it's 92% of reactors of the 416 or whatever it is worldwide that are, you know, big power reactors. There's hundreds of other research reactors, and we're not counting hundreds of nuclear power submarines on both sides of the Atlantic. But the point is that there are 400 and some change reactors, and most of them are over 30 years old. I think the average age is, what, 32 years? Some are 39 years, and they're not meant to go more than 25 years. Radiation rots things, these things are falling apart, and they illegally, but they don't get in trouble, just store the reactor waste, even on top of the new reactors or the new rods. And they put them in spent fuel ponds. You know, if water ever gets out of those catch on fire and then start blowing up, start melting down. You've seen Fukushima. You've seen Chernobyl. You've seen just Three Mile Island. And there are events now routinely bigger than Three Mile Island, and it's not even in the news. Down in Southern California, they've had just the last year, reactors have had alarms because radiation's released. And they announced, you know, we're not going to scare the public. The federal Department of Energy and others, they're going to just say that we don't have to have the alarms go off anymore. Oh, that's a good idea. And when radiation blows in from Fukushima, and when the tuna, I mean, they knew 3 months in that tuna had already gotten across the Pacific very quickly and were contaminated with high levels of radiation. And it just came out this year, almost a year later, that, oh, yeah, the feds tested it, knew it was radioactive, but they decided to not scare people. They let people eat the tuna. The seals are dying. Their hair is falling out all over the West Coast. And what did the EPA do? They just raised the level of what they said was safe isotopes, in some cases 1,000%. Didn't mean that radiation was 1,000% up. It's just they said, you know what, we're just going to say it's safe now. We're going to say DU's safe for the trips. So that's the problem with nuclear power. If society collapses and people walk away from reactors, in 2 weeks they blow up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Alex Jones here, back live. We're going right to your phone calls here in a moment. If you are riders on the storm out on the great East Coast of America, the United States, we'd like to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We have loaded phone lines here, but as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that is your cue to be able to call in. But again, if you're not on the East Coast, please give folks a chance on the East Coast to call in. I mean, it really is a frightening prospect that there are hundreds of reactors in this country, 400 plus worldwide, and if humans walked away in 2 weeks on average, they would start melting down. In 2 weeks, if diesel fuel isn't delivered to the Oyster Creek facility, which is a big nuclear plant on the coast of New Jersey, it would go into meltdown. Now, obviously, they're going to get them diesel fuel. It's not an issue at this time. But every time we hear about 90-plus percent of plants leaking, I mean, now I see it in Nebraska or Canada or England or France. that radiation levels, what, just earlier this year went up all over Europe. I mean, dangerous radiation. And it was going, yeah, no one knows where it's coming from, but the maps show it looks like from France. And then later it came out, yeah, a plant kind of was about to melt down, so they off-gassed a bunch of radiation. Sorry. Not a big deal. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, people would freak out over any type of radiation release, and rightly they should have. They had what out in Southern California, famous plant. Just type in California nuclear plant meltdown. And it wasn't declassified until the 90s. How do you classify that salt reactor? How do you classify that it absolutely melted down? I mean, just type in California nuclear plant that melted down, kept secret, and you'll get, I forget even the name and the details, but you guys put that in, California nuclear meltdown, and it'll pop up. It's like NBC News, ABC News from like 3 years ago. But the point is that you can look this up. It's not even an issue now when they off-gas or leak stuff. And it's just like, this goes to the core of the New World Order mindset, that previous to 1990, they would not let U.S. troops use DU. Because you breathe that stuff, and it's deadly poison, not to mention radioactive. And they don't look, you know, have the TSA wearing radiation badges. There it is. California's historical nuclear meltdown. Japan's nuclear crisis has planted indelible memories worldwide and reveals doubts about the health and safety of nuclear power. It may unsettle many to discover that California, too, experienced a partial nuclear meltdown. The accident, which occurred in 59, is claimed to have been released more radiation than Three Mile Island. Yeah, no kidding. The severity of health impacts on the incident of site workers and those surrounding the community is still being debated today. And that's a site. Click on that. I think that link goes to NBC where it says nuclear power crisis. Yeah, right there. And it, that's a report on it. No, that's a report on Japan. Go back. I want to find out the exact name of that. The point is, you can go look it up. All right, I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your calls. Coming up in the next segment, and we'll continue with calls throughout the broadcast with our guest, we have a piece that we shot last week that John Bowne directed and put together. Did a great job. There's two pieces, actually. We're going to air one today, one tomorrow. And that the rest of the crew did a great job on. Great camera work by the whole crew. David Knight and everybody, to see the whole crew working together is so exciting. And, yeah, it's zombies, folks. And it's pointing out that the public is becoming zombie-like in their brainwaves and becoming zombie-like in their mindset. And so we're going to air that little short piece, part one, coming up in the next segment. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you might want to go over to PrisonPlanet.tv so you can see it premiere. But never fear to the radio audience. Later today, we will post it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for everybody. In fact, we'll do that like an hour after we first premiere it here for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, my issue is we don't know when plants have problems now, because universities will go, hey, we're getting, you know, 67 times or 125 times. I mean, you can see these reports, but it's not even like it's news. It's like saying some guy dropped his shoe in the road and nobody cares. Or, hey, they got a sale on ground chuck at Winn-Dixie. I mean, it's just a minor, they report it like it's nothing. Decades later, Simi Valley nuclear meltdown still impacts lives. Yeah, that's where it happened in 59. And I mean, look at the plant. I mean, it blew up. It melted down. I mean, even the media whitewashes the fact that that it was a near complete meltdown, and they kept it secret until a few years ago. That's what makes me mad, is that I grew up believing commies didn't want us to have nuclear power, and nuclear power is a great thing. And let me tell you, it isn't a great thing. And now they're launching all these spacecraft with it on top of rockets up into the atmosphere. Think if one of those things blows up. If it falls into orbit and heats up and we get a nice little radiation burst. Well, they don't care. Because now they just say, hey, you can have 25 times cesium-9 or whatever it is. You can have 200 times this. You can have 1,000 times that. I mean, they had dozens of isotopes they listed. Well, this can be 1,000 times higher than what we said before. I mean, do you government bureaucrats really think you're going to get out of what you're doing to us, you lunatics? Or you, these nuclear power company owners and these crazy shareholders crazy shareholders of private nuclear plants that want to be able to sell their DU. And you know, the military already bought 50 years of it and had it so much of it stockpiled, they didn't know what to do with it. They said, well, let's just start using it. And the scientists on record all went, the military brass went, you can't use that. It's deadly poisonous. All our studies show it gives the rats cancer and deformities and gives them lung cancer. You can't use it. It ignites in the barrel, whether it's from an Abrams Sabo or whether it's fired from a 50 cal Barrett system. And they don't care. They just have this. It's psycho, ladies and gentlemen. I got to say this. Last night, I was sitting there reading books to my children, and I looked into my four-year-old daughter's eyes, and she was so innocent and so good that it hurts so bad to know that she's going to grow up in this corrupt, degenerating world. And it is so painful. It is so painful to know how important a trust this radio show is, and how imperfect and out of control I am, and the fact that I am not living up to one-tenth of my potential, but I'm trying. It is just the absolute total drive in my spirit to want to serve and protect the innocent and to want to be wholesome and good, and then to have to look into my wicked heart, which compared to most people, if you looked at my heart, you think, that guy's a saint. Well, no, I know how wicked I am. Just that I know evil itself. People hear me sometimes get dark and they go, man, he sounds like a really crazy psychopath. Well, yes, I can stare into evil. And let me tell you, I don't like what I see. But you know what? It's there. The difference is I know the good from the bad. I cannot imagine people that want to hurt innocent children. But they see the innocence and want to destroy it and feed on it. And I'm just telling you, folks, I've seen the enemy. I know the enemy. They are pathetic and weak, and I am sick of strong people standing down and letting evil control this planet. I am tired of it. I am sick of it. I would rather God destroy this planet and everybody on it than let these innocent children be slowly tortured and killed by the globalists. And again, I want the planet to not be destroyed, and I want, you know, the future to go forward, and I would, you know, never commit suicide. That's not my point. I'm saying all over the world, the globalists are setting up a planetary dictatorship so they can hurt innocent people. So they can hurt the infirm, so they can hurt women and children, so they can hurt the innocents. That this whole thing wants to hurt innocents, because real evil hates innocence. Innocence, beauty, goodness, purity. It's so good. It's so good. And we, those of us that are strong, have got to literally throw ourselves against the enemy. And I know you're good. I know you have power out there. And I want to see you turn it loose on these people. I want to crush them. Not because I have some hateful rage. I want to remove the attacking jackals that are ripping our little ones to pieces and hurting our species and killing our women. It makes me angry when I hear about women that have cancer when they're young, especially, and to know it's engineered. It makes me angry to see children with cancer. All right, I said I'd go to your calls on the East Coast. I apologize. I appreciate you calling in. Chase in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for calling.
So my biggest grudge was that I've been preparing, you know, for all kinds of disasters and including global financial collapse for the last, I don't know, 2 years. Some of my friends and family, you know, who have woken up and are aware and see what's going on, you know, it started out just, hey, just prepare for a winter storm, or, you know, we even had the hurricane last year and nobody cared. Like, nobody's done anything since then, and it really upset me. It really bothered me, you know, that I called and checked on everybody this morning down to Long Island, and my mom, who's 15 miles away from Indian Point, and I says, you know, how come you don't have 100 gallons of water stored already? Like, how come you didn't
Listen,
get out of there?
Bears, foxes, wolves, lions, tigers, they all eat their fill and then bury the carcass to come back and eat it later. Ants store food. Most insects store food. All humans have always stored food and water as backups. And the government, until recently when they were shamed into it, said people that are prepping are bad. Now they say, yeah, have a week of food and water. Again, they do not want us self-sufficient. It's not that we're in fear that we're prepared. It's not for fear that I've got a gun under my desk. It's that I'm living empowered. And exactly what you're saying, I've seen news reports of the store shelves cleaned, and I know New York City's flooding. What reports can you give us on that front?
Part of it was just laziness. That almost, I think they just opened up a couple bridges. They're talking about, oh, Indian power plant's fine. You know, it's, there's no problem there. We've got everything under control and we're not worried about it at all. The cops are out in full force. Stay off the streets. Stay where you are. But at the same time, they want you to report to these, you know, refugee Red Cross FEMA camp centers. So, you know, it's conflicting the whole time. It's just totally backwards.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I just wish that people would pay attention. You know, like, take it seriously. Don't take it for granted. Don't be lazy. Get out there and, you know, you're just saving your 2-liter bottles and fill them up with water so you can flush your toilet. You know, do something. Anyway, that's it.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Yeah, you know, we've just come out with a strategic relocation film with myself and Joel Skousen, mainly Joel Skousen, that Rob Jacobson and Darren McBreen just did a superlative job on. And, you know, in the trailer, we're talking about the nuclear threat, because that's higher than it's ever been. But that's a small part of the film. It gets into the political, geopolitical, three power blocks, and it gets into every major city and then every region and every state. Just like the book does, but even more in some areas. The two complement each other. And explaining, if you've got to live in New York City or Los Angeles, the real escape routes the general public doesn't know about. I mean, it's a roadmap. That's what Strategic Relocation, the book that we sell discounted with the film, covers. The secure home, all of this. You know, and it's got stuff for people that have to shelter in place all the way up to the deal. And it's because as a human, you're supposed to think about these things. Because you're a father, you're a mother. It's your responsibility to start thinking about your surroundings. Don't just think it's just there and the lights are always going to be on. That's what an empowered, conscious person does. A zombie doesn't. Let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania, hard hit by the storm. Bill, is this all hype or a little bit of hype, or how bad is it?
Alex, let me start real quick. I know you don't like pats on the back, but I found you by accident 4 years ago, and you and your show has changed the life of me and my family. And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I'll tell you what, you could kind of see it coming yesterday. We had a lot of wind here. I'm 3 miles north of Philadelphia. And it started yesterday afternoon. They shut the bridges down from Pennsylvania to New Jersey for commercial vehicles. And then at 7 o'clock last night, Governor Corbett, he closed every route into Philadelphia, which is... like every highway that gets into Philadelphia, you couldn't get in and you couldn't get out.
And that's what the military's been training for forever. I heard Dan Bondi during the money bomb that he broadcasted for 7 hours of it, our reporter who's back visiting family. I heard him in the halls on air here tell the story of being in an airport and talking to a listener who was a FEMA mid-level, who showed him maps and how there'd be a natural disaster during the election and how it would be used and how he had to mobilize thousands of buses and all this. And then we don't have the crew, so we've been scrambling all morning, you know, just trying to even find that in the 7 hours of the money bomb versus his blog talk show he had before. And then Dan is there with his 1-year-old son and his wife, so he only is scrambling around trying to find it. I heard him tell that story. I heard him say that FEMA said, we don't know what it is, but something during the election. We've heard all the cops call in and say that, too. And I don't know if this is it. It's just very strange that that's on record. Our listeners could go through all the Money Bomb video, a 48-hour broadcast that we did with Dan Bondi. Did 7 hours of it, or like 6.5 hours total. That's all at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We don't have the crew to find it. So I just said, well, we can't have Dan on to play that and then have him talk about it because, you know, if you don't have the proof, you can't show it. Doesn't matter. We all, you know, he talked about it on YouTube, his videos, but doesn't exist. But the point is that they're certainly using this as a power grab in areas where it's not even a problem. I see areas where it's barely raining and they're using it to have troops on the street. But then you can argue, well, what if they didn't? People are saying they were going to loot. What do you think of the people threatening to loot during this?
Well, exactly. I think a lot of it, just like with Romney, they're not going to do anything. They're kind of hoping for it. The township that I'm in, there's 100,000 people. We have way too many police force. They're 100% militarized. We have an armored personnel troop carrier. We have gigantic mobile homes that are converted into stationary bases. These guys were running around this town yesterday. They were licking their chops, Alex. They were licking their chops. They couldn't wait to kick people out of their houses. We had some evacuations in some parts of the town, but they were running around like animals yesterday. Like they couldn't wait to use the toys that they had. They just had to sell a boat that they bought because they could only use it on a small portion of the Delaware River, and they had to sell it. So now it's like they're trying to make a case for using the rest of their toys.
All over the country, Homeland Security, with our money, is buying speedboats with heavy machine guns mounted for millions of dollars. They're like $700,000 a piece, the ones the Texas Department of Public Safety got. And now they're throwing them on main lakes. So gunboats come up to you because these guys all want to be soldiers. And, of course, now they're telling them Al-Qaeda is not the enemy. It's us, the American people. And I just hope the police are smart enough to understand if they're dumb enough to start a war with the American people, they're going to get their clocks cleaned up one side and down the other. But the globalists want that to happen. It's just pathetic. More calls coming up.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
security TV ads and print ads likening the American people to zombies during disasters that have to be mowed down. The zombie archetype is being used to make us think of our fellow humans as already dead, living dead biological androids, self-propelled mindless drones. So they're teaching us a self-loathing. We are taking the zombie meme away and really showing people that they want us to be these biological androids and are using this archetype to sell this idea. The new InfoWars magazine is 60 pages long, glossy, and the last two were excellent. This one blows them away. Again, I want to salute the crew. Four articles, but it's got a bunch of other news in it on the economy, Second Amendment. There's four big articles on with mainline scientific reports about the brainwaves being lowered, the public being in a trance state like the Matrix, cartoons programming the kids with flashing lights, mainstream government documents. It's super power packed to give zombies in your family. You can give 12 issues for one price, shipping included at InfoWarsStore.com. And it'll deliver 12 magazines to their door. They will wake up with that. Or they'll never wake up. InfoWarsStore.com. But here's a little promo we did dealing with zombies that John Bound and crew put together. And we'll air part two tomorrow. But here it is. Alex Jones attacked by zombies.
Special report from Austin, Texas, the home of Zombieland.
Alex Jones here reporting on a virtual army of out-of-control zombified yuppie sheeple marching around everywhere chanting mainstream media slogans. We're here reporting on this epidemic that is spreading and the mass murder of psyche and critical thinking. Help us! A worldwide phenomenon of trendies becoming more and more mindless and being in zombie-like trance states, worshiping mainstream media, American Idol, and Justin Bieber. Is there any way to awaken them? Is there any cure to this virtual madness, the mass murder of the mind and critical thinking?
Second Amendment bad.
You poor zombie. Here, you need this.
Is there any hope? Tune in next time. Can we cure the zombies?
The presentation you have just witnessed is a test. Are you conscious? Are you aware that you are being manipulated? Or have you descended into a dreamlike zombie state that much of the public is suffering from? In the power-packed November issue of InfoWars magazine, we detail, with the scientific facts in four separate articles, the proof that the public is being brainwashed. Our brainwaves are lowering, our IQs are dropping, and we are being turned into nothing more than biological androids. You can buy copies of InfoWars magazine at cost in bundles of 10 up to 100 and give them to your friends and family. It's time to shake humanity out of the trance that they're in. And the November issue of InfoWars magazine is designed to do just that. Sign up for a subscription or secure copies at cost in bulk today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, we're going to come back with more of your calls, and then we're going to get Dr. Nick Bagachon on weather control and manipulation, and we're going to post that trailer. It's more powerful when you can see the video in the next 30 minutes at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Nick Begich to get into weather modification, one of the foremost experts out there, one of the first guys ever scientifically prove it was going on. He'll be joining us in the next segment after we talk to Dave, a New York first responder, EMT. I want to go to you in the next segment, sir, so we have enough time. Right now, let's go to Derek, Alicia, Lisa, Otter, and others. Derek in Pennsylvania, how bad is the storm, sir? They say you're right in the middle of it.
Well, out where I'm at, it's actually not too bad. It's Schuylkill County, and just a few down trees, a few down lines, but nothing really out of the normal. I personally think most of the storm was hyped up, but perhaps for my area, I'm not too sure about the East Coast.
Well, good. What's your overall take on the situation?
Well, I found a situation opportunity to test to see how well my own preparedness would be for such an emergency, so I treated it as if it was a full emergency, even though I knew it wasn't, to see what type of supplies I actually might be deficient in, and I have it pretty down pretty well in terms of survival gear.
I just can't believe what the earlier caller talked about, that people tried to go to the store and with the hours the toilet paper and water was gone. I mean, people had like a week with the storm coming to already go out and get that. I mean, what are people thinking? It's scary to think how dependent people are. Good to hear you're doing okay there in Pennsylvania. Lisa in Mass, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm good. It's good hearing your voice.
If somebody asked me about my own experience for this hurricane, I would have to say that it was really a nothing storm.
Well, I mean, I was looking at the last few. They call them super horrible and stuff, and it does look like hype unless you're in lower Manhattan. It's all flooded, so.
But they showed on the news the town of Scituate, which was flooding. It's a coastal town. And the police went door-to-door offering to take people out of their homes, and everybody refused.
Well, that is always heartening, that most people may be dumbed down, but they know to not listen to the government. I'm sorry.
Proud of the town of Scituate for refusing. But yeah, we got barely any wind. We'd get a little rain and then it would be quiet for hours and then it would rain a little again. So
I mean, Dan Bedondi is in Rhode Island and I saw articles saying Rhode Island hard hit, and he goes, man, it's barely blowing. In fact, he did a video yesterday. He was shooting video out the window of his house. It was hardly even raining. But the store shelves that were empty of key items, but overall, but hey, tell that to the 18, what is it, 19 dead people they found. I mean, obviously it is an issue. We should pray for everybody. And kind of like Katrina, the first day, people didn't think anything was happening until later. It could keep raining. I mean, if it keeps raining and raining, in fact, we should be showing some of the Doppler radar and stuff. Drudge.com, drudgereport.com. It's got a lot of the best links to all the different radar and satellite and the rest of it. Anything else, ma'am?
We've had the sun out here this morning. The skies are trying to clear, and the sun's been out a few times.
Did you see the New York Times headline? Well, you know, big storms need big government.
Please, the last thing we need is big government. I can take care of myself and my neighbors better than the government can. I'm like you. I'm totally ready. I have supplies of food and toilet paper and all that good stuff. And
Well, you might be a terrorist then. I mean, you know, good luck to the criminals that have hijacked the government to try to teach the police and military that it's bad to prep and that you're a terrorist if you do. And let's put preppers on no-fly list when they're defense contractors with no criminal record because, you prep on your Facebook. And people are supposed to get intimidated by that and go, oh, well, I won't prep then because you say I shouldn't. I mean, what? You know, like, because the government's scary? We should be scared that the government's trying to scare us into not being prepared. We should be getting prepared because they don't want us to get prepared. God bless you, Lisa. We're going to talk to Dave in New York, a first responder, and then Dr. Nick Begich joining us straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Cold and flu season is upon us. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, as well as help improve wound healing. Silver Sol technology is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, like strep throat, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology is much more effective than colloidal or ionic silvers and has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of older solutions. Supernatural Silver is what you need for any emergency. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code AlexSays for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Ben Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you see the different Doppler radar satellite shots of the hurricane or tropical storm, it's pretty spectacular. Sitting right over Pennsylvania, it looks like the eye of the storm. And it is just hammering all the way up into the Great Lakes region, all the way up into Canada. A ton of rain, over West Virginia and down into the Carolinas with a little bit of rain. And it is flooding New York City and some other areas. There's been upwards of 20 deaths now. But I've got to say, unless the flooding just really mounts, this looks like a bunch of hype. I'll tell you right now. And that's good, because I hope it doesn't postpone the election like U.S. News and World Report was saying it could. Because if it was as bad as the media was saying, then it would have been a serious catastrophe, basically. And it is flooding areas of New Jersey and New York. It is knocking power out to 6 million people now, they're saying, or more. So it's a big deal. But worst storm in history, total devastation, you know, cats and dogs living together, end of the world, wrath of God type of stuff. As they say in Ghostbusters, we're talking about wrath of God type of stuff, Mayor. Fire and brimstone. Dead rising from their graves. Cats and dogs living together. We are not seeing that unless you're the 20 dead people. So, it is very, very serious for them. We should pray for everybody. But I mean, the media has just hyped this. But let's talk before we go to Dr. Nick Baggage to Dave in New York, who says he's a first responder, EMT, emergency medical technician, to give us his take. In New York City, state or the state, New York, New York, because if you're in New York, New York, that's the one spot you could say is the worst off from what I've seen in the news. Dave, where are you located in New York?
Yeah, I was located in Coney Island, Brooklyn, Alex. It's like where basically like the heart of the storm hit. It was bad. The water basically got up to our waist. You know, we were trying to go around trying to save people, you know, but they had like the Zone A part of Brooklyn, Coney Island, where people were told to evacuate. Obviously, people didn't listen and didn't think that the flood was bad, Alex. We were like maybe 2 miles away from the ocean. I mean, like, the water was deep around our waist. I mean, we're watching tidal waves in the streets. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, I've been in combat in Afghanistan, even the Marines, and I was shocked to what I've seen. And people, the public, brain dead, running to try to move their cars. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Let me stop you and just make the point. I made the point that if you're, you know, 100 miles inshore and you're not low sea level, you don't need to evacuate. And I was telling the lady, you know, that makes no sense. But yeah, I mean, if you're right on the coast and a hurricane's coming in, unless you live in an armored fortress 50 feet off the ground, it's smart to get out of there. And I've been at the coast when there's a hurricane before. I was stupid enough in college to go down there, and it was a small hurricane. I think only about 80, 90 mile an hour winds. And it was scary, to see those waves coming in and starting to come over, you know, the pool and the hotel. But you're saying you've been in combat. And are you saying this was scarier?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm watching tidal waves in the streets of New York, you know, and the sewers popping open, water flying everywhere. And like I said, I've never seen, this was like basically our Hurricane Katrina. Obviously, the callers who are calling you, they didn't experience what we experienced. Because like I said, anybody who was in the New York City area, near the Rockaways of Queens or like lower Manhattan, and, like, Brooklyn basically got flooded out. I mean, there were cars in the streets floating around.
Well, no, that's confirmed. Well, then let me ask you this question. I just started the hour saying mainly media hype. Would you say I'm wrong? I mean, they're calling this the worst storm ever. Is this the worst thing you've ever seen in New York?
Yes, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, I had, like, a guy who's been working with me. He's been, you know, he's a little bit older than me. And, you know, he used to live around here. And he told me he'd seen many hurricanes, and he never seen anything like that. I mean, and like I said, the water was just rising so quickly. You know, like I said, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And one thing, like I said, Alex, about the brain-dead zombies, you had people leaving their houses trying to go move their cars, trying to save their cars. We're telling them to go back to your house. Your life is more important than your car. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, you couldn't believe how many people were trying to move their cars, like going in, like, you know, water up to their waist, Alex. Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, no, I saw it on the news and have seen the photos. We've got it up at Infowars.com. DrudgeReport.com has it as well. And so, again, other than New York, though, and some coastal areas of New Jersey, from what I've seen, it is not the mega disaster they said. But it's kind of like people argue, is it a depression or a recession? Well, if you got a job, it's a recession. If you've been out of work for 6 months, it's a depression. So for you, you living there in New York, this is a disaster.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you see like cars, totaled cars left and right, because you know when salt water gets in the, you know, in the engines, it's totaled right then and there. I mean,
what about the zombie point? Because I saw that in the news too. You're saying you witnessed people trying to go in and move their cars in 3 feet of water.
Yes, I witnessed that. Like trying to move it to high ground, basically, you know? I mean, I'm telling people not to go whatever in the direction the water is coming up higher, and they're not listening, and, you know.
Yeah, you can get a new car. You can't get a new body.
Exactly. And then even today, the aftermath, in the morning, you're seeing people just walking around, you know, just lollygagging, you know what I'm saying, like with a zombie look in their eye. I mean, it's, and they're like, oh, we need help, what are we going to do, you know, this or whatever, you know, and there's only so much you could do, you know, and like all morning long, we've just been rescuing people that stayed in their houses, basically, you know, that didn't listen.
Well, I mean, the issue is if you've got a big, you know, serious stone house that's withstood stuff before and you got three stories, I mean, you might be safe if the roof doesn't blow off. But, yeah, you know, the issue is that you take things like Katrina where people were high and dry and they got, taken away by the military. And, again, that's the problem with the government response. Even if the government means well, there's no way to implement it properly because no one has the HUMET or the human intelligence everywhere, no matter what computers they've got. There's no telling what is going to happen until the hammer gets dropped. What about looting? I've seen a few arrests with stuff in New York and other areas. Or are the thieves not taking advantage of it because it's so dangerous to go out in the streets that are literally like rivers?
As far as what I see, everything is orderly. Nobody's been, you know, looting anything like that. Right now, this is day one, obviously, so we have to wait, you know, because they say power is going to be out at least maybe 2 weeks here. This is what they're saying.
Okay, New York City, how many are New York City and all the boroughs? 8 million, 9 million?
Yeah, about 8. I'd say about 8 to 10 million people, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just say 9 million people roughly there. Where's the election? 9 million people aren't going to vote now?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what? New York State is Democratic anyway, so, you know, I mean, it's for, you know, Obama, so it really doesn't make a difference, you know?
Sure, but U.S. News and World Report said that it would help Romney, but more and more, if New York and New Jersey can't vote, and they're historically mainly Democrat, I know they've got a Republican governor there in New Jersey who canceled Halloween so you can have all the candy bars, the joke is. Well, listen, sir, thank you so much for your update. Would you like to give your cell phone number to John Harmon up there at Genesis so that we can call you for updates in the next few days?
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and God bless, and be safe there, Dave. So pray for everybody. Like I said, New York and New Jersey and other areas, there's 20 people dead now. So, yeah, the media's overhyped it, but mainly because there was the potential this thing could have done this. And it may keep raining and may do this all over the place. I mean, you know, we don't know yet. I am just not going to jump the gun and say it's the biggest disaster ever until we're totally sure. But let me tell you, a lot can happen in the next 6-7 days before the election. We're now 6.5 days out from this. I apologize for going to him 15 minutes late. He's there with us for the rest of the hour. His website's earthpulse.com. Dr. Nick Begich is a well-known for his work on research on HARP, mind effects, and more. He's widely reported in these areas as an expert for many publications, government organizations, and private companies. He's testified and advised the EU, you name it. He's also been a travel affairs leader. His father, of course, a famous U.S. congressman. His brother is a currently serving U.S. senator in Washington, D.C. He's been an expert witness, again, as I mentioned, for the European Parliament. Best-selling author, researcher, and he's the guy that proved with the research that HARP and weather modification was going on with the facts, not speculation. We only got a few minutes for a break here, Doc, but out of the gates, weather modification, air-based, ground-based, HARP-based, now they admit Dubai and Saudi Arabia control the weather, the Russians. What do you think looking at this storm, Dr. Begich?
Well, you know, once again, it's a case of not enough independent monitoring, really, to know to what extent, you know, man might be involved in this. But this is a very technology that I've been reporting on now for 15 years, and it's just gotten better and better. In fact, in 2007, my last conversations with Dr. Eason, the inventor of HARP, had whole new theories about weather modification, what was possible. In fact, 1,600 times less energy than he originally thought was needed when he invented HARP. In fact, you can modify weather. So pretty profound technologies. I'm sure during the course of the hour, we'll get plenty of time to talk about them. A lot of ways to do this today and even to steer it. But the problem is modeling, figuring out what the effects are. When one country plays with this, The effects are unpredictable and oftentimes disastrous.
And, of course, as you know, I'm going to just skip this network break because we got you on late. I want to give you the full time here. So you can get rolling now, Dr. Begich, breaking this down. Talk about the basics for people that don't know this is real because, you know, ABC News makes jokes about it while separately running articles about Bill Gates having a company to create or be able to kill hurricanes. Talk about the different weather treaties. Talk about some of the basic patents in science. Sure. Talk about the fact that, hey, this does exist. And as you said, a bunch of governments admit they're doing it. So how does that all have a chain reaction butterfly effect?
Well, first of all, going back to, you know, the whole issue of weather modification, the U.S. has been involved in this for many, many years. In fact, I'll quote one quote. I used it in Earth Rising, the Revolution, and it's by Secretary of Defense William Cohen when he was in office back in 1997. Now, this is before the 9/11 event, and he said, and I quote, "Others are engaging in even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves," unquote. Now, that's at a time before 9/11, attributing the technology to terrorist states. What he's really talking about is the idea of being able to move or manipulate weather for strategic advantage. And it was Rumsfeld who suggested that our treaty, we had a treaty that we had signed with 60 other countries back in the 1970s, where we wouldn't use geophysical manipulation or weather warfare, if you will. And those treaties, he wanted to see them eliminated. But the fact is, all of those treaties from that era allow for, in most instances, domestic use, and this one in particular, meaning you could modify weather in your own nation. You just can't do it, you know, against someone else in a warfare scenario. The problem is weather's connected. I mean, you look at a storm and where they originate and where they end up. They don't respect political boundaries, certainly.
Yeah, Japan can't pass a law that its Fukushima radiation won't hit the West Coast.
Right, exactly right. But you can manipulate, you know, you can manipulate within your own boundaries, and many countries are. In fact, it's hit mainstream media a number of times. The Russians at one point, a Russian company offered to clear smoke out of Malaysia and Indonesia years ago when there was those huge fires down there that were just choking Malaysia. They agreed to, or offered anyway, to create an artificial cyclone. And that was, you know, some mainstream media picked up on that and quickly forgot it. But, you know, this is years and years ago. What we can do today is much more profound. In fact, even manipulating gravity waves, which is something Eastland ended his work in before he passed away. In 2007, he had delivered a paper to the University of Pennsylvania. Previously did work on this for the European Space Agency, NASA, even FEMA, interestingly enough, on weather modification. And in all of those instances, what he essentially showed is how to do it. And he said, look, and he said this to me and he said this to a number of others, is he was unwilling at the state in which he recognized the technology to give it to, say, military planners, from the standpoint that the destructive effects, the unpredictable effects, were so profound, and our lack of ability to model these on a global scale. I mean, to look at all the factors that contribute to climate and the effect of climate in one place versus how it affects everything else, he recognized we couldn't do it. If we ever were going to do weather modification, it ought to be done in the open light of day. Fact is, it's not. Militaries around the world continue to experiment in this area. When you see storms like this or earthquake events like we've seen in the last few days, I get a flood of calls and people asking, you know, was it HAARP? The fact is, it could be HAARP. It could be a number of other systems operating in the world today.
There are a bunch of HAARP systems all over the place that they even admit.
Right. Right. This is exactly right. And the Russians is where all this started, going back to the 1970s with the woodpecker signal that many people remember. And it was that irritating noise for ham operators, and they triangulated it to these five transmitters in Russia, and those were the first ionospheric heaters, the very first in now over three, four decades of advancement. Much higher, better technology exists today.
But looking at this storm, I mean, we've had other meteorologists and people on, and they say, look, it's all manipulated already because, like you said, they've already started manipulating all over the place. And so now it's not the natural weather anymore. But obviously the sun is so powerful. I want to specifically talk about, we know about the cloud seeding, we know about that technology, we know about the Stanford Research Institute and Dr. Ben Livingston and others who by 67, it's now been declassified, what, 6 years ago, could make hurricanes, kill hurricanes, steer hurricanes, weaken, strengthen, all of the above, and that they'd done it in the 60s with Atlantic hurricanes off the coast, just like this one. Now, after he came on the show a few times, they got mad at him and kind of threatened him off the show. But the point is, that was on Fox News, AP, you name it. So if in the 60s, they were already messing with Atlantic storms. My issue is, we know this stuff is out there. But I've had the director of HARP on. Remember what, 5 years ago, we were able to get him on the show. And he said, hey, I'm able to ignite the atmosphere. And then a colonel came on during the break and ended the interview. And I'm surprised that interview didn't get more attention. It was a pretty big deal. Said, oh, here's the colonel bossing the head of it around, the civilian head. He was bragging about igniting the atmosphere with this stuff. But past that, past just ionizing things, tell us what HARP does. And then from the patents, this is stuff that you really popularized because your scientific proof 20 years ago. What's the really advanced stuff they've got? Because what, HARP's 30 years old.
Right. You know, in terms of the things that can be done fairly easily is the moving of a jet stream. You know, you think about that in terms of steering anything. That's kind of the root of it. HARP can easily do this. In fact, any ionospheric heater in the world, which is what they generally refer to these, because they actually heat the ionosphere, they lift it up. Now imagine a 30-mile diameter column moving up several hundred kilometers into space, and then all the lower atmosphere moving in to fill that space. So this alters pressure systems. This can alter the flow of a jet stream around it. When you start to look at just the simplest way, and then you predict downstream. Now, years ago, back in 2002, Scientific America had a feature story on weather modification and weather generally. But one of the things they show is the jet stream coming just above HARP, making a dog leg, and then going back south. Well, what it did is move a jet stream out of the Dallas area all the way over to Orlando, Florida, where it dropped a couple of tornadoes right in the middle of town. And many might remember that event, especially those who live in that region. But this was a very simple application, something you could do with HARP or any of these instruments around the world. The other thing was manipulating gravitational waves. Now, that was the very last idea, which means you use a lot less energy and use a very long wavelength, which you can generate by oscillating or manipulating the ionosphere, which is this energized layer that begins about 30 miles above the Earth's surface, extending out beyond that. When you start to manipulate that, you change it from DC to AC, so it turns into this giant broadcast antenna in the sky. Now, imagine you've just converted this huge energy potential both into a broadcasting system, and you've amplified the signal that you sent up. So now you can bombard the Earth. You can manipulate on a very foundational level a gravity wave, which then has reactions within the entire way in which you can manipulate, you know, moving up the chain weather or moving in a different direction and affecting fault lines, pressure built up where earthquakes could occur, and actually causing that energy to release at a very specific time and perhaps in a very specific place. So pretty versatile instrument when you think about it. But the root of it is electromagnetic energy, the manipulation of energy across a very big bandwidth,
sure,
by being able to modulate the signal and actually harmonize or resonate with whatever you're trying to affect. So you can do quite a bit with HARP, a lot, which is in the mainstream literature these days.
How does the aerosol spraying fit in? Because we know there are big secret programs. They've admitted programs. And they admitted patents to have stuff added to jet fuel that then aerosolizes and things. But then a lot of the science I see says that it's actually the antennas are making regular ice crystals resonate differently and are forming larger trails. So that's why we're seeing more condensation trails that aren't even really chemtrails.
It could be either situation. But here's what happens when you introduce a chemical element, say, into an environment that you subject a certain population to. If you send a signal in and say that's considered maybe toxic in really large quantities, but not so toxic in these very small quantities, once it's in the body or into tissue, if you send a signal in that resonates or harmonizes at that same frequency, you can trick the body into believing that it's gotten a massive load of that chemical and begin reacting accordingly with the same kinds of symptoms. But when you do blood work and you check it just, it's a mystery illness. No one can figure it out.
Doctor, give that in layman's terms. You're talking about a binary weapon system where one part is chemical, but then being resonated with, but it's untraceable.
Right, exactly right. And so you end up with a very toxic effect or an altering effect for sure. But anyone outside of that doesn't experience it. And then when you turn the signal off and people come into that area, they get minimal levels of that toxin. So it doesn't affect them at all.
Incredible weapon. Incredible weapon.
Yeah. And it's, you know, when you think about it, it's one of many technologies, but they're all revolve around the same idea, which is this oscillating electromagnetic fields and what you can do with them and pulsing them. Or think about it like a hammer banging a nail. The swing is the frequency, but the pulse rate is every time it taps the head of that nail. Well, you can set up a different kind of signal when you're doing this to the ionosphere, this electromagnetic layer. And, you know, we had done that video.
I tell you what, stay there. Dr. Nick Begich is our guest, earthpulse.com. All of his amazing books there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Absolutely. We've been fighting an uphill battle against the globalists being laughed at for saying there was a private banking cartel establishing world government with a eugenics-based philosophy of scientific tyranny. But now that information is becoming very mainstream. The danger is it'll just become mainstream and accepted that we live under this tyranny. Or we can become mainstream and we can reject it. There's 7+ billion of us. Humans have incredible power. Dr. Nick Begich, multiple degrees. I'm not going to get into it all. Prestigious family as well. Great people. His late father, a congressman who did a lot and stood up against tyranny. His brother serving in the Senate of the United States as well. You can find out more about him at earthpulse.com, where all his books and videos are located. We sell them all as well at Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com. We're going to go back to him in a moment, and we will get to some calls as well. But what he's talking about here, he's just giving you the shorthand. You need to understand something. There are hundreds of patents he can just list to you. In fact, I'll get him to list some off the top of his head. You can go look them up. He says, Alex, you're worried about chemicals in the food and water. That's very primitive, one level. It's electromagnetic. And then I went and did research on this. Folks, whenever I go to UT psychology department and they let me in, people we've got inside, or whenever I get intel from MIT, from scientists, it's all about frequency pulses. I mean, you go by laboratory after laboratory with monkeys strapped down, and it's TV shows, but it's flashing lights. That's why kids have convulsions when they watch Pokemon. That's in our new issue of InfoWars magazine. They're literally lowering the brainwaves, lowering the consciousness. They are literally putting people into trance states. That's why they laugh at you. And I mean, they admit millions of dollars paid by Obama. But that's just Obama and the government. It's been going on for decades to put pro-government-run healthcare messages in sitcoms and dramas. That's one level of propaganda where they overtly, in the sitcoms, the dramas, the cop shows, are anti-gun, anti-family. You can argue, well, isn't socialist healthcare good to give poor free healthcare? But it's globalist healthcare. It's bad people. Not, if you believe in socialism, which I don't, these are evil people that want to make you dependent so they can hurt you. And my point is, there's a war against consciousness, and we lead the world in cancer. We lead the world in diabetes, in obesity, in neurological disorders. They're killing us, and I have the White House science czar right here. That document cam, guys, EcoScience is on the table. It's online. It's been scanned online. Just type in text of EcoScience, John P. Holdren, right over there, and he says we're going to put stuff in the water. Well, guess what they are? He wrote that back in 1970. He's now the White House science czar. You hear Ted Turner say, get rid of 90% of people. This is what they're doing. And they're robbing us of our consciousness. Some of us, just like a lot of insects, end up being immune to poison. A certain percentage are immune. Some people just get more angry by this stuff. I think I, by the grace of God, you know, I am not fully immune to this, but a lot of us were either immune. It's like some people are immune to certain types of snake bites and things. We're immune. The general public is not. Okay? And they're hurting bad. Doctor, I'm ranting here. It's just that everything is about consciousness. And go over what you're talking about here, because you're getting into government documents here. And you know, again, it's all about give you a chemical or something, and then they have a frequency that resonates. I mean, it's a perfect system. And this is what we're under. I mean, I read about the feds paying at police departments everywhere to put in super fast flashing fluorescent lights that data transmit with the new computers. And then I go look up the patent and it's based in a system for putting you into a trance. I mean, if people think we're zombies now, we ain't seen nothing yet. They're just trying to get away with it, engaging it. And we're all in a giant laboratory. I'm ranting here, but correct me if I'm wrong.
You're exactly right. In fact, you can use any oscillator. We did a book you guys carry it, Controlling the Human Mind. And it was this discussion of, again, oscillating, pulsing electromagnetic fields with or without chemicals. You know, it depends on what you want to do, but you can manipulate the brain to a very high resolution. And this is what's changed over time is the resolution. Think about it as, what we're doing right now on a Skype, you couldn't do that a few years ago. But as we've refined and got tighter and tighter on our technology bandwidth, we're able to utilize them much more efficiently.
Microprocessors are 1,000 times smaller than 25 years ago. That's the technology we know about.
Right. And it's much, much, much better than that. But think about the brain as the ultimate technology, the human brain, in terms of being able to interact with it. But at the same time, the human potential, which is being interfered with, because part of the big research in all of this over the last 50, 60 years, the biggest revelation was how powerful the human mind is, not just all the human minds together, but every single individual human mind is more powerful than the biggest computers in the world. If we ever really stepped into our full potentials as created human beings, it would be much, much different scenario. In fact, the easiest way to keep that from happening is to keep the population in kind of a constant state of worry, anxiety, and fear. And what happens is the brain itself can't reach these certain states of consciousness where your best intellectual work is done, your most creative work is done.
Well, that's my greatest frustration, is that when I'm out sitting under a tree by a natural creek or something with my children, the whole universe opens up, the poetry, the understanding, and then I get on air with the frantic directing things and working, and I lose like 90% of my mind. But everybody knows that happens. And also, yep, people misinterpret doctrine. I want your take on this. They think, some of them, that I'm up here trying to scare people. It's the opposite. I believe when people know how serious it is, we'll take action. It's the opposite of fear. I am literally not even worried about them killing me or putting me in a dungeon, because I want humanity to go to the next level. I understand that it is societal, cultural, species, death of consciousness if this enemy wins. And the power is there. It's so frustrating.
It's right in front of us. You know, every individual, you know, the American Revolution, I think the statistics I read, it started with a 6% popular idea, you know, and you translate it into election season, you know, half the people that can register actually don't. Half the people that are registered don't vote. And half the people that do vote make the decisions. That's only 12.5% of the population, potentially, of potential voters. It's stirring it up where just a few don't make it makes a huge, huge difference. And vice versa, stirring it up so everybody does show up makes it too. And I think that's really important in at least local elections. The national elections, I think, is kind of on the presidential scale anyway. It's, you know, which piece of bad news do you want? But laying that aside, when you look at the manipulation of populations in a political season, think about the television ads and all of the media ads that come at you. They do a couple things. One is what you alluded to before, the flicker rate. If you actually modulate a television set during a commercial at a specific rate to put someone in a highly suggestive state, and you're already kind of there. You know, when you think about people coming home stressed out after work, if they have a job, and then sitting in front of the television while their spouse is hollering at them and trying to get their attention, they don't even hear them because they're in a light trance state. And then all you have to do is dial it up a little finer, which television ad, and if you look at the white wall behind you when you're watching a television show and look at the flicker rate, it will cause you within 20 seconds to hit that trance-like state, where then the ad, just the regular ad, becomes much more anchoring for the majority of the population. Not for everyone, but the majority. And the fact is, you don't need very much in close elections to make the difference. And I think that's, again, it's something unregulated. Every school of psychology teaches frequency following response is what we're talking about here. And you can use any modulator. You can use the internet, radio, television. You can modulate a signal in the atmosphere using big systems like HARP. You can use
And cell phones, towers, and DARPA has even been in the Baltimore Sun admitting this 12 years ago. I saw an article. Right. The patents are all there. You've written books on it. And here's what's incredible. Darren McBreen, on a job many years ago, happened to be out at a monkey farm, and they had the apes all and the monkey strapped in with flickering, you know, a television. I've been into the UT facility, and the guy's like, oh, you're not supposed to see this. You didn't see this. And he punched up the monkey farm out at Bastrop with monkeys with wires in their heads and all this stuff. And I was like, whoa. And then I was led into other areas, how to flicker and make women sexually excited. That was a whole laboratory. I mean, the colleges aren't even for the young people. You know, they're off in other buildings. That's all. Well, I mean, you're a professor. You know that. I mean, it's a total front now. And I'm telling you, they are spending almost all their time just on flicker rates, testing different things. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, there's a lot of contracts that have been let in the area of the mind. And in fact, there was a couple on electronic telepathy, and I think we talked about them a few years ago to the University of California, where they were looking at the brain in real time and then trying to replicate the signals that they see, as complex as that is, and then send it into another brain to see if the, you know, the same thought could be generated. This kind of technology is out there. It's been advancing. Light flicker rates for manipulating behavior is well known. There's a couple great patents on this by Monroe. And when you look at the whole history of the study of the mind, it's become the most exciting thing in a lot of places, I mean, in terms of what it offers, because the same technologies that are being used to suppress our potentials are also those technologies that help us understand what our potentials are in the first place.
Exactly. And the transhumanist that came out of the eugenicist, again, I'm not saying all transhumanism would be bad if someone chose to, you know, just, you know, for a site or whatever it is. But the eugenicists claim they want to empower humanity at the top. But I've read the books they put out. I know you have. They have these elite conferences where the billionaires show up, close to the public. Right. But then it leaks. They're at these meetings, as Bill Joy wrote in 2000 in the April issue of Wired, deciding how they're going to just get rid of us, that they're going to transcend and not give us any of this. It is and then they're the worst people. They're the, of course, they want to hoard it all. They're never going to get all this. They're not going to do this to us and then have God allow them to have all that. I mean, you reap what you sow. The universe is bigger than them and their computers and everything. And I think, you know, they need to be honest about this. And we need to have a real debate about the future of the species instead of them dumbing everybody down, because they're not immune from what they're doing. Everything they're doing to us is coming back on them. How does the elite deal with this? Because I know you've run in some pretty high-level circles.
You know, it's interesting because everyone has a deep philosophy that I've ever met in high position. And if you figure out that, you really get their motivation. And a lot of them, quite frankly, are, in my view at least, motivated by the wrong things. And self-interest becomes the governing issue, and a lack of understanding of the broader picture, if you will. It is about game, you know, the other guy losing and someone winning. And what I observe all over the world is the same things are being sold here as have been sold, say, in Russia. The retirement programs in Russia, the risk of their social security system. You know, they have privatized social security too. But all the things they are doing there in Europe, we're doing here in the U.S. It is a global plan. I mean, the politics is becoming cross-cultural, where it applies all the way across. You know, we think we're in a private debate. We think we're in a national debate, but we're not. We're in an international debate on all levels, whether we see it or not. And most of us don't travel 50 miles from our home. But those of us that do see the same parallels popping up in banking, in finance, in regulation of the way we live and the freedoms that we have or don't have anymore. The fact is, it is globalists taking it away from us in an incredible way.
And again, they know how to dominate and win the game, but the point is they're destroying their own species in the process. And that's the thing. It's like, you've got to be individualistic. They say, come into the communal to take away your individualism. No. You're an individual, but you make decisions of how you want to be treated. That's how you treat others. Because when everybody has that attitude, civilizations rise. When you have the civilization of pee in the pool because I want to, well, everybody starts doing it, and the pool becomes toxic. I mean, it really comes down to that the globalists are almost like idiot savants. They're idiots when it comes to love and the larger universe, but they're savants when it comes to technocratic evil and the will to power.
You can go back to Zbigniew Brzezinski's writings on this, you know, one of the formers of the Trilateral Commission, National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter. And I quote from him often that, Between Two Ages was a book about technologies and how technology would shape the world geopolitically. It was written in the 70s, early 70s. And if you read it, you swear it's a history because it's exactly that way. In other words, whether he was forecasting or writing the roadmap, and I think and a lot of others do, he wrote the roadmap.
Now, my dad was at UT in the 60s, and they already had a lot of the technology that came out 20 years later, and they were all telling him everything that was going to happen. I mean, listen, we're on a plan. They knew what the web was going to do. DARPA created, they've got the whole, it's all 50-year and 100-year plans, as Brzezinski writes.
Yeah, and the World Wide Web, PBS did a piece on this. They called it the next generation of this, the World Wide Mind. which is the idea of connecting every mind together in some artificial way. That I find pretty objectionable, and I think most people would, but the fact that people are taking that science to that direction without regulation, without consideration of what human beings are fundamentally, I think is a huge error. The other part of this is, if a very few reach their full potential as humans, everything changes. The existing order changes. When it becomes truly transparent, it falls apart, because when you really look into what governments have done and the level of corruption, not just over, you know, in some third world backwater, but right here, we've done it with regulation and the niceties of law, but the result is the same. Power just dictates what happens in this country. If you have money, you determine access to legislators, influence on those legislators, and outcomes from those legislators. Because if you walk into your U.S. senator's office and you ask for 30 minutes of time, likelihood of getting it are about zero. But if you write a check for $5,000 for their campaign committee and walk in and ask for that half hour, I guarantee you're going to figure out, they're going to figure out the time. But the problem is that money, moneyed interests, special interests decide everything anymore. Unless the politician specifically stays grounded with the people that elected them, it always drifts this way. You know, my brother, Mark, at one time in his political career early on, he said, don't trust any of them and you won't be disappointed. And that's the family been involved in this for 50 years. And I can tell you, hold everyone's feet to the fire, no matter who they are, because the very system they enter begins to corrupt from the first day. The best advice I can give to anyone in public office who's new to the game is stay true to yourself. Stay in touch with your constituents. Reach out to the people that elected you, because otherwise you lose your heart and your soul to a game that is just cold-hearted.
Well, sure. And you know, powerful men always get us into huge wars that a lot of times even destroy them, because it's about one-upping, and the very dominant instinct that got them where they are, they don't know when to pull back. They don't know when to stop. And I'm speaking directly to the, you know, evil ones out there. I can historically know where this is going. And the technocrats aren't going to make it out of this either. And they've made a lot of mistakes too. But because they're in charge, they're able to just keep going and doubling down. And I just say, pull back, stop, don't do it. No, because it's going to end all this. It's going to end your grandkids. It's going to end their kids. It's going to be the death of us if we don't turn this around. Dr. Nick Begich is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Dr. Nick Magich is our guest. We've got Bob Fletcher, who also has exposed weather weapons and systems, going to be coming up. And I will get to some of your phone calls. Otter and Chris and Kenny and Hunter and Alicia has been holding the longest. We'll get to her first here in the next segment. Doc, in closing, your books, your videos, Earth Rising, all of them, Angels Don't Play This Harp. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. People can support your work and my work as well. But we've got to get you back up in the near future for 2 hours to go over all the other emerging technologies and things that are going on. I mean, in closing, if you go back 25 years ago, the establishment didn't let DU get used because they knew it would kill the troops, not just the enemy. They, 20, 30 years ago, they cared more about radioactive accidents, everything. It just seems like the establishment doesn't care about anything anymore. I mean, are they drinking their own Kool-Aid or do you have a comment on this phenomenon I see of more and more recklessness?
I just think that's the best descriptor. It is recklessness. It's a lack of awareness and a lack of consciousness. You know, slow down, people out there, listen to the information. Don't get afraid, but get empowered. Start stepping into it. Calm the mind and use your mind again. That's how this stuff changes, and it changes one person at a time. Do what you can in the neighborhood you're in is what I say. What you can, what you know you can do, try and accomplish that. Everyone has a sphere of influence. Exercise it in the best way, the most conscious way you can, not out of fear but out of confidence in knowing that you're making change. Alex, I always appreciate being on with you because I know it's about making change. It's tired of, all of us in so many ways. Economics isn't just trickle down economics. It's trickle down society and culture and opportunity, that's happened. And it's an elite that wants to stay that way and maintain that position at the expense of everyone else. My observation in the world is there's plenty of resources. We can all do very, very well. The planet is much bigger. We're ants scratching the surface. We need to be good stewards, make it happen in a different way. Vote early. I mean, this disaster may be passing as people are suffering with the cleanup, but anything can happen between now and Election Day. Vote, at least in the local elections where it might make a difference. At the presidential level, Godspeed. Maybe we'll see a change there. Maybe the fire will burn hot enough where someone will make some better decisions.
Well, that's the issue is, even if people are corrupt, they've got to love their kids. And, I mean, it is really insane what the establishment, the GMO, all of it that's coming out. And, you know, really it's this. When good men do nothing, evil men triumph, as the founders said. Right. And we always let the worst person in the room who wants the power dominate and run everything. It's time for people that want a civilization to go, you know what? I'm standing up against you. And I don't care how this ends. You got to go through me before you get to do this. And if we just start being a little harder, you know, to corral, things are going to get better. I mean, it's that simple. But being yes men is going to destroy us.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's stepping into the power of that we are, what we're created to be. I believe we're created in the image of a creator. That's not weak people. That's very powerful people. Exercise your free will in a way that changes the world. That's all we can do. And I'm a pathological optimist, I say, because I'm not going to give up. And I know you aren't either, Alex. And maybe we'll see this thing turn around. I mean, sometimes big disaster brings about an awakening that no one can stop.
No, I agree. We've got to admit how bad it is to rise to the occasion and turn it around. The sleeping giant that is the humanity needs to awaken. Dr. Nick Begich, we salute you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to doing it again.
Next hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, another hour of worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNlive.com. We've got Bob Fletcher, amazing individual, coming up, and we'll take more calls this hour. I'm sorry I haven't gotten to a bunch of them yet. Alicia in New York, site of some of the worst flooding and disaster and deaths. Alicia, thank you for holding. Good to have you here with us. Give us your take on the storm.
Hi, Alex. I think it depends on where you are, definitely. Where the other caller was from in the Rockaways and Kami Islands, there definitely was a lot of damage and flooding. I know Lower Manhattan definitely flooded when the water receded, but, you know, the stock exchange is closed the past 2 days. World Financial Center is closed. The World Trade Center construction site was flooded a bit. So it's, you know, where I personally live, there was no power outage, but I've been in contact with people out in New Jersey and other parts of Queens where there were, like, transformers exploding and fires and power outages. So it definitely depends on where you are.
So do you think the media has overhyped it, or do you think underhyped it? What's your take?
I think a little bit of overhyped, and I think that that has a bad effect because then New Yorkers tend to always want to just sort of, like, brush things off their shoulders and say, oh, you know, this was fine, it wasn't so bad. And I think after Irene, people still didn't prepare much, so there was a lot of scrambling this time around. And I think probably the majority of people were okay, and they're still probably not going to prepare. And then, you know, there'll be another event, and people will be scrambling again. So I think overall it probably was a bit of hype, and a lot of people will look at it that way.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's the problem with the continued hyping of disasters. Then when it really happens, people aren't ready because the system's been crying wolf. I mean, I've been, like, saying, oh, this is nothing, and then it is kind of bad. Well, pretty bad, not as bad as they said it'd be. I mean, it's just hard to gauge all this stuff. And instead, we're being killed by the incremental loss of liberty and freedom and everything. Thank you so much, Alicia, and stay in contact with us. Otter in Massachusetts. Otter, thanks for holding. What's on your mind about the storm?
How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you.
All right. And you. Thank you. Let's see, as far as the storm goes, very incredible. I'm hoping you'll bring back Dr. Nick again soon.
Yes.
Great.
Amazing.
There. So, I think one of the things people are missing on the storm is that we've got this combination of full moon and high tides, which the tidal surge is then brought on shore, and that's what the flooding's coming from. A lot of people that aren't getting the news out there, and people like myself out here, Cape Cod and the islands, we didn't get a ton of rain. Registered 50 to 65 mile an hour winds today. They're saying they did hit 95. You know, there were some trees down, but it was nothing like the instances of Bob or the perfect storm.
And, sure. So the good news is it's gotten on shore. Flooding's still a problem. The winds are slowing down. It's losing power. Hopefully this thing will peter out.
Right. Losing power. That's one of the key elements. Now, that brings us around to two things that I'd love to hit on. I don't know if I can get to both today.
Go ahead.
But transhumanism is one of them. The real thing is the continuation of the storm thought, and that is that the electric issues are still cycling. We just got internet back at this house, my host's house here. It had gone out. I got one post into Planet InfoWars last night before it just, everything went down. The power's been the same way. Coming, going. But that's from trees going down, and it's also from the types of feeds that we get, especially out here on this island 7 miles out in the Atlantic. So, that aspect aside, transhumanism.
I will stay there. What's going to happen is I'll get Bob Fletcher on. But if you can hold longer, we've introduced Bob and stuff, we'll start taking some calls while Bob's on. He can comment on everything. He's a really interesting fella. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Cold and flu season is upon us. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, as well as help improve wound healing. Silver Sol technology is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, like strep throat, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology is much more effective than colloidal or ionic silvers and has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of older solutions. Supernatural Silver is what you need for any emergency. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code ALEXSAYS for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're going to Bob Fletcher, an amazing individual, here in a moment to get his take on weather weapons, this hurricane, the election, and your calls. We're going to get your calls in this hour. There's a bunch of news I haven't gotten to that's up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. I have mentioned this, but not gotten into it enough. Jesse Ventura broke this news here yesterday. New national anti-TSA campaign, opt-out and film week. That article's up there. And then under that, Time Warner kills TV show critical of TSA. Now, this they were just told this 3 days ago, I learned. I talked to Ventura last Friday for about 30 minutes about a bunch of issues off air, and then I set him up for Monday, and then he just learned it Friday after I'd talked to him. Because I consulted in all three seasons and was in, of course, a lot of the episodes. They took the TV show away. They normally air them about a month after they're done. They aired them about 11 months after they're done. It's going to start airing November 7th. And they killed the TSA episode that was, like the first two seasons, really hardcore issues. They cover a lot more out there stuff, this series. That's the only reason, you know, Time Warner allowed to come out. But they ended up still getting credible info in there saying, this is real, this isn't. And so they took it away, and they re-edited it, and then they said, by the way, we're not going to air the eighth episode, the big TSA finale, which had top scientists about it causing cancer, the cancer clusters with the TSA people, the public, the admissions, the shirt off making money off of it. I mean, this is something that's important. And just like Amber Lyon, three-time Emmy Award winner at CNN, they were covering up massacres by their allies in Qatar and other areas, and Al-Qaeda being run by our government, and they basically forced her out. I mean, she quit because they wouldn't let her get her reports on it. She found out foreign governments were paying millions to CNN to control production. See, we had Facebook yesterday. One of our big accounts with 320-something thousand people on it that subscribed to it daily. And they said, you're not allowed to say bin Laden's CIA. We have their notice. We have a copy of it. It's in the article. Facebook now censoring political posts as hate speech. It's now off the front page. It's in our Twitter thing, Real Alex Jones. Folks, don't just think you're going to keep getting all this. They're spending now over $20 billion a year. It was like $10 billion before for anti-gun, anti-family, pro-socialism messages. That's admitted now. Used to, it was classified. The sitcoms, the dramas. It's all anti-family, anti-liberty, anti-freedom. That's why all the shows, dramas, cop shows, sitcoms, all of it, it's all getting money. And what's the message? Anti-freedom, anti-family, anti-sovereignty, that we're criminals if we don't want to vaccinate. This is propaganda. Most people don't even get news from a newspaper or TV news. 23% do that. Get it from newspapers. The rest is watching television being bombarded, and there's like five shows out now where gun owners are terrorists and have to get rounded up and put in camps, and people that like the Founding Fathers are terrorists. And one of the British stars on one of the shows said, people, it was in the Daily Mail 2 weeks ago, see him from the national TV show, I forget the name of it because I don't watch all that idiocy, I just read the boil downs, and they come up and go, you're the terrorist, we're going to beat you up. He plays a right-wing American gun owner. People believe that, folks. They think, a lot of them driving along now go, oh, that's one of the terrorists. There's no real patriot terrorist, but, you know, the feds occasionally blow something up and blame it on us, like Oklahoma City. But my point is, and Bob Fletcher's exposed that, is don't just think you're always going to hear this or see this. It is a uphill battle victory that we're on over 100 AM and FM affiliates and Global Shortwave and XM Radio and, you know, one of the top-rated news websites in the world. It's because the globalists don't have full control yet. They want their global government. They want full control. There's still pockets of talk radio. There's still things like DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com and WorldNet Daily that they don't control. Okay? And the fact is, people get threatened over covering this. People get all sorts of stuff I won't even get into because I won't advertise fear for the enemy. When we get attacked, we know we're over the target. That's the old saying from World War II. You know you're over the target when you get the heavy, you know, anti-aircraft flak. But you've got to understand that you better appreciate right now that there's still some freedom on the web, that there's still some freedom on talk radio. If you hear us on a local AM and FM station, folks, you better appreciate that station manager, owner, program director. You better appreciate the sponsors on that station. Yeah, we get ratings, and that's one reason we're finally breaking through and getting on a lot more stations. But it's still people bucking the system to put us on. Let me tell you something, folks. I mean, it is a miracle we're still on the air and reaching this many people. And it is a testament that there's people awake out there. And it's a testament to people like Ron Paul, Bob Fletcher, G. Edward Griffin, Bob Chapman, countless others over the last 50 years in some cases, Red Beckman, the list goes on and on, Aaron Russo, that have been fighting the globalist. If they got ridiculed, attacked, let me tell you something. 30 years ago, folks, they'd plant pipe bombs on your property if you talked about the New World Order. They'd arrest people. They'd kill people that wrote newsletters about the JFK murder. People used to get thrown in prison and tortured for speaking about this because the globalists didn't have full control then. They're like, we got to keep this down. But they didn't stop it because the patriots were willing to die so that we would have a foundation of what was happening. And now they've been proven right. Bob Fletcher's been attacked. He's been... I mean, we won't have time to tell that whole story today. He told it on a previous episode. But let me tell you, I've been physically attacked. I've had so many dirty tricks, you wouldn't believe it. Death threats on my family. NSA calling up and telling my wife they're listening to her and what she just said to her parents. Same thing to me. My crew has seen me on the phone when this is happening. This is real, okay? The New World Order is real. The cancer viruses and the vaccines are real. The aluminum dioxide getting sprayed on you is real. This is real. This is real. This is real. This isn't entertainment. It isn't a joke. Okay? You're behind the scenes around here. This isn't a game around here. You understand that? There's a little gallows humor around here, but that's about it. This is real. Now I'm going to shut up and go to Bob Fletcher, his take on the hurricane and the rest of it. But Bob, of course, BobFletcherInvestigations.com is a businessman, investigator, film producer, speaker, and author. He had a multi-million dollar big company, toy company. The CIA took it over, used it as a front. He didn't even know, understand it. That's how it all started. And then 20 years ago, and it goes down the rabbit hole from there. After years of business, professional career, Bob became involved in U.S. government top secret covert and arms sales without even knowing it. In a simple business merger, Bob merged his toy manufacturing company with a company that imported watches. That company was called Vista USA Inc. It was a covert operation front, and generals would come in, you name it, for U.S. arms sales and covert mercenary training. Eventually, the owner, Gary Best, attempted to recruit Fletcher into the business of arms sales, and Fletcher refused to become involved. Later, Bob became a witness in the Iran-Contra mess, testified to Congress, folks, and he then became an investigative assistant with several House and Senate investigators. Since then, Bob has been chasing bad guys in the government and producing some of the world's best exposés. Bob reports are viewable all over the world at Bob Fletcher Investigations. And he also got hit with a microwave gun that almost killed him, but we won't get into all that. Bob, we're going to break here in a few minutes. You just heard my rant. But the point is, it's big news in Greece that they're kicking people, journalists, off newspapers and off the web that are exposing police corruption and killings. That's London Guardian. Here, they're starting to shut more and more stuff down. YouTube's shutting stuff down. We're seeing marked increases. Government funding of media is increasing. And it's not even a news issue because the kleptocratic press, the prostitutes, as Gerald Celente calls them, they are loving it because they can't survive up against us, so they want us to be shut down. Do you have any comments on the fact that people better make hay while the sun's shining because the sun is setting?
Absolutely. Everything that you've been, you call it your rant, and you're right on with the rant, that's for sure. Yeah, people don't realize they really do have to appreciate what little time we have left in terms of, when I say we, the patriotic, seriously concerned Americans, because they started out, like you say, 30 years ago when I was involved directly with what they called the militia movement, and as a matter of fact, they jumped on board with that only because of the terminology was something that would shock the bad guys up in Washington to use that word militia. You know, it could have been a, you know, it was called ourselves an informational center or something like that, which is primarily what we were. but we utilized the word militia and shook up the bad guys.
We are the resistance. We're what's left of freedom.
And the closing of the door on the ability for any of us to go any place, to be able to have a good talk radio show where you can come out and say the things that these guys don't want us to say, the door is closing, and you're absolutely right.
And then they can run wild once everything's shut down and they're geared up for it. They just haven't taken the full plunge yet, and they want to.
Well, and plus, the ability for I'm calling just the bad guys, the ability for them to paint us as crazies, as lunatics, the big deal when the militia movement got moving so many years ago, you know, people have to recall, at that point in time, there was no computer website set up. You know, we couldn't just jump on a website. That didn't exist. And we actually had to fax people back and forth or use the telephone or the talk radio shows. And they very easily came on board, the bad guys, and instantly just said, these people are crazy. And you know, that we were complete lunatics. And the truth was, everybody, with the exception of some small group of maybe 8% or 10%, which is the same percentage of, let's say, wackos that we have in the general public out there, we did have some of those in, got involved with us, obviously, and because that's the nature of human beings. We did have some. But there were no criminals. There was no terrorists involved. They labeled me a terrorist. I was a toy manufacturer. They basically, to use a blunt term, I got screwed by a corrupted government.
Stay there. You were the first guy I ever heard talk about weather modification. Let's break it down, the hurricane, when we get back. Bob Fletcher's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Through tomorrow only, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Groove Specials through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
By the way, we've aired a short clip of it. We're going to air the full episode. If you also like to have some fun here at InfoWars.com tomorrow here on the radio / TV. But Alex Jones attacked by zombies, we premiered it here in the first hour. The video is now up at InfoWars.com. Again, you can go to InfoWars.com and see that special report, Alex Jones attacked by zombies. And it's a way to point out what Dr. Nick Begich was talking about to the general public that doesn't care about having their brainwaves manipulated. At the end, they actually get some scientific facts that they are being put into a trance state, which is similar to being a mindless zombie or drone. So very important video, Alex Jones attacked by zombies. And we're going to make sure we send that out at twitter.com/realalexjones. Please retweet it. And it is all there, along with some screenshots of the new magazine, this issue, The Secret Life of Zombies, all about television and drugging of the population, how we're being turned into biological androids. Going back to Bob Fletcher. Bob, I learned about Nick Begich probably in about 94. But I remember watching Access Television in high school when I was a senior in 1992 here in Austin, Texas, and seeing people that were getting your news reports and passing them through the Underground Resistance Network, where you were, talking about weather modification and government-sponsored terror, and then you were talking about Waco after that happened a few years later, and then Oklahoma City, and that underground news broadcaster of people getting the VHS tapes you would do every month, getting them out. It reached millions because people cared to go down to Access and Aaron. And then that helped with the knowledge I already had, supercharged me to the point, yourself and many others, to do what we're doing today. So people, don't think because you hand out a copy of the magazine that we sell at cost at InfoWarsStore.com as a modern pamphleteer. You give somebody a subscription. Get the police department a subscription. 12 of them mailed to their door. And we have extras, the last issue, too, the first time we sent it out, so you get 13 issues. Talk about a way to wake somebody up, or copies of videos or DVDs. That's the danger of the cloud. Within a few years, there won't be anything physical. Then they can just erase it. They've already done that off Kindle, where they've erased a bunch of books. And then there was protest, and they went back up. But I'm ranting here, Bob. Getting into the hurricane, we've had some meteorologists and folks on saying it looks like it was manipulated. Your take on that?
Well, first of all, and people still, now when I started this, and of course the big deal was when I took a deep swallow sitting in front of the Senate Intelligence Subcommittee being asked about a multitude of things. Of course, they were trying to make us the militia. There was five of us. I had set that up with Arlen Specter, and which later on he told me he was sorry that he had done it. But and I say sorry because they were unable to accomplish what they wanted to do, and that was to make us all look like a bunch of idiots. When I sat in front of the Intelligence Committee, I took a big swallow answering the question that was put before me, and that was it was a Senator Cole from Wisconsin, and he said in the Associated Press interview with you, Mr. Fletcher, you said that the United States had the capability to modify and control the weather and use it as a weapon. And, of course, the point there was everybody was supposed to laugh at me. And, of course, I just simply said, and I was the first person that came out, I'm going to say out in the general public, you know, because everybody, of course, covered those hearings at that time. And I said, you know, yes, sir, as we have all the documentation on it, and et cetera, et cetera. So we went on from there. But my point is that to this day, 95% of the American people, number one, either do not know about the potential that we do have weather control manipulating abilities, and they wouldn't believe it. I mean, they're still, you know, so they have that big mask of the national news broadcast over their face, so they don't understand. They still wouldn't believe it to this day. And this is, at today, this is old stuff. They really have it down pat compared to what they were doing back in the 90s, obviously, and they've been working on it and putting tons of money into it. But not only that now, we have our own, I'm going to say, the bad guys with the capability of affecting the weather, obviously, here in the United States. And now, electronically, it's fairly easy to even understand, but I won't get into that today. But the problem is we also have the Russians and Red China. The Russians a long time ago got into it.
Oh, and they're all over the news admitting it, but here they just say it doesn't exist, but then Bill Gates comes out and says he runs it, but it still doesn't exist. Stay there. Long segment coming up and phone calls. Bob Fletcher with us. Just an amazing individual. And we got to get him back for 2 hours soon just to break down all the other stuff. I mean, I've interviewed him 4 or 5 times in the last 6 months, and we haven't even skimmed the surface. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars, and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Cold and flu season is upon us.
Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, as well as help improve wound healing. Silver Sol technology is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, like strep throat, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology is much more effective than colloidal or ionic silvers and has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of older solutions. Supernatural Silver is what you need for any emergency. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code AlexSays for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we couldn't be here without our AM/FM affiliates, WWCR Global Shortwave, and of course, XM166, our sponsors, and all our other friends out there in the alternative and real media that well, are on Team Humanity and want humanity to survive and thrive. Bob Fletcher of BobFletcherInvestigations.com is with us. We're going to be taking some calls here because I know people have been holding a lot of you there in the storm-ravaged areas. Kenny, and I want to have Otter finish up because he got cut short. He wanted to talk about transhumanism. But Bob Fletcher, let me ask you this. Looking at this storm from what you know, you were starting to get into Russia and China, who admit they modify their weather. When Russia had those big storms and fires, people in their Duma came out and said the U.S. and NATO are using weather weapons on us and HAARP systems. Well, they should know they've got them, too. And you've been in this congressional reports. You were congressional advisor. But then I have yuppies occasionally, you know, walk by and say, are the black helicopters going to get me? And I just go, just Google military drill. They have black helicopter drills to acclimate you going on every city. Oh, sure, kooky. And it's just like, oh, I bet a world government's going to get me too, even as world government's being announced. I mean, don't we have a leg up, though? At least I found that now. Because no matter how much they make fun of us or have the ADL say we're terrorists or Southern Poverty Law Center say we're evil, if you say there's a new world order, well, the governments are announcing a new world order. I can play MSNBC or CNBC or CNN announcing world government and saying, isn't it good we're going to have a dictatorial world government run by six banks who are unaccountable? I mean, so I'm saying, isn't it good to be thrown into a wood chipper? Isn't it good to jump out of an airplane without a parachute? I mean, it's so otherworldly until you realize the propaganda is aimed at people in arrested development dream states. So comment on the Russia thing you were getting into, and then overall, where you think the elite are trying to take us?
Well, you know, the problem is that the mindset, the bad guys have been controlling the media so totally profusely, I mean, for years and years, and of course they're getting a tighter and tighter grip, and the electronic media, of course, is fantastic for them. Well, I want everybody to realize something. You know, for every one good bit of honest, sincere information you get from patriots like Alex or myself or any of the rest of us that are out here trying to wake you up to put it out in front of you as it was put out in front of us by someone else, in my case, actually by the bad guys themselves. But the point is that they've so tremendously successfully dumbed down the people that it really is difficult to judge where we are at this point in time. First off, now, and coming up very soon, they're simply going to pass sufficient legislation, which actually they already have it, but they're going to be able to just throw the switch off on us. Just punch off the electronic
switch. They admit they've already got the internet kill switch. They just want to have cybersecurity passed to have it in law. They admit they'll disappear us. They admit they torture kids in front of their parents. I mean, it's like admitting they're Nosferatu.
The only thing that they're, this is a guess, the only thing they're waiting for is to have a reason, a synthetic reason that they can get the bulk of the American people to believe that it is a good thing that they're going to pull the plug on the media that you and I put out. Once they can come up with whatever scam it's going to be, you know, it's like they did with the old militia movement and everything, where they kept burning, shooting people and blowing up buildings like in Oklahoma and all of that, and pointing the finger at us on those events. You know, the reality being that everybody has to remember, nobody from the militia movement was ever charged with any of this stuff. It was just innuendo, but it worked so well. They sent people out and took photographs of license plates and that kind of stuff to where nobody wanted to come out any longer.
It's pure intimidation. So we give into the intimidation, they win. Here's an example, then we're going to get more into the weather weapons and then a few calls here for patient folks that are sitting there. A month and a half ago, I'm driving to work. There is a 8-rotor drone flying down the highway at 300 feet. I pull over, get video of it, find the operator for the highway department. Got it on video. Rob Dew's sister is hiking on the hike and bike trail. A drone with flashing police lights flies over. She follows it and finds the cops operating it, spying on people. But for some reason was intimidated and didn't videotape it with her cell phone. Okay, but by the way, anybody catches this stuff on tape, you send it to us, we break it, and it's good footage, I'll pay you $500. I mean, I want to show people these things in action. Guess what I saw driving to work yesterday and almost had an automobile accident trying to get it on tape, and I wasn't going to talk about it because I couldn't get it on tape. Guess what I saw?
What was it?
It looked like a Global Hawk white drone, but it had a jet engine, it looked like. Wasn't a Predator with a propeller. It was at about 3,000 to 4,000 feet. I was coming down 360 Capital Texas Highway up to get on Ben White 290. And I start seeing it as I'm going up the hill, and then I get up in the Mixmaster. And by the time I confirm what it is, it's almost above me. So I'm up in the truck with the camera like this, trying to get shots. Cars are almost hitting me. I go, I gotta have this. I pull over. There's no place to pull over. I let cars go around me. I pull over, I see no cars are coming, by the grace of God, at 9:30 in the morning, except for about 500 yards back. I try to get out, and just didn't have time and almost got run over. I shouldn't even be admitting I did this. The point is, it was going very slow. My dad was a pilot. I flew a lot, I know. I mean, our Cessna would stall at the, not really. A Cessna can go like 50 if the wind's into it. It was not going but 100 miles an hour, okay, max. It was almost like stalling, and I was like, Is that a Global Hawk balloon or something? Because it looked like a Global Hawk, but it was barely moving. And then I tried to turn around on the highway, but by then it was already over the hills and gone. I mean, that's how crazy this is getting. And we know they've used Predators.
The big thing now, of course, is that a local police all over in every major city within 90 days are going to start. You're going to start seeing the same types of not just the observation units, taking pictures and spying on people, because they are now putting them into the police forces. You will be seeing them, but also armed. And how the, you know, exactly, you know, the same as the drones that were operating out of Los Angeles, California, and killing the people over in the Mideast.
They're using them in North Dakota to arrest ranchers. Yeah. I mean, that's going on. My point is, if I'm seeing drones every month and a half, I've got a Global Hawk up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but anybody can Google Global Hawk. I mean, it was a Global Hawk. And I know, or some type of other variant. I'm just wondering, what is a Global Hawk doing over Austin? Well, as you know, it came out a few months ago, all over the country, they've got them training, targeting people's cars and stuff as training for other countries. Remember when the B-2 dropped a bomb on somebody's house a few years ago?
Right.
A dummy drill bomb. The point is, they're training for war against us.
Oh, well, there's no question about that, and they've been doing it for a long time. They call it what you want, and they train. We brought in other, troops in, going back many, many years. We bring troops in from other parts of the world, and they utilize that as a good cover, but the bottom line is absolutely, they built entire little, communities for training and all that. Because you did some great exposés on that yourself many years ago. Again, this is back when they said we were really crazy. But The big problem is to get the American public to realize that this is happening today, and it's happening on you, against you, and this is now they're admitting it, and the public still won't admit it. I don't understand.
I was about to say this to you. That's what it is. Back when you were exposing urban warfare drills, practicing for the U.S., I had emergency managers on, police chief of San Antonio. They brought a thing of cash in to buy him off.
Great stuff. That report was great, and it was like pulling teeth back then to get people to believe it.
Exactly. Back then, the Statesman wrote an article saying I was crazy, but that it was happening, and that's what they do today. Now they say if you don't like the Marines doing a gun confiscation drill in your town and even really pulling real people over, now it's your kooks because you don't like it. Before they have the drill and say it didn't exist, even though it was on the, it's mind control.
And apparently, it's really been working well. I didn't think that we would ever reach a point to where somebody could paint a building black and tell you that it's white and everybody would think it was white. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And up here, as a matter of fact, in Idaho, several years ago, 3-4 years ago, maybe it's even 5 or 6 now at this point in time, myself and a small group filed a lawsuit to stop the expansion and the utilization of a wildlife preserve as a military and police shooting range. They wanted to actually use and move it up to where they could bring in as many as 400 shooters at a time.
Well, I was about to say that that's been confirmed. They use these training centers, private and government, as the first cover, and then they use that as a cover story, just like your toy company, as a black op command base.
Absolutely. And in this case, as of just a couple of weeks ago, this has been going on for 4 or 5 years, we had a great lawyer jumped in on it, helped us out, and it's going to the, it's gone already to the Supreme Court of, or the Superior Court, whichever it is here, for the state of Idaho. So, we successfully shut down the state in utilizing a state animal preserve as a...
Good. Now, let's shift gears briefly, finishing up about Russia and China with their weather weapons, because you got cut off last break, then I want to go to calls.
Okay, yeah, fine. Well, basically, the bottom line is our own bad guys can carry out these weather manipulations on us to reach the goals of the New World Order. The drought, who knows what that drought is going on in the middle of the United States. It's just going to wipe out that. I mean, we're already at a .0 in terms of production there with the drought. This storm that's taking place today, I watched, and yesterday, I was watching, and they said how extraordinarily bizarre it was that we have, quote-unquote, the warm weather, warm water hurricane structure coming into and mixing with a northeaster, which, of course, is blizzards and snow and freezing weather, and how bizarre it is. And it, what really rang the bell in my mind was that I had discovered many, many years ago that the basics of the weather control and manipulation is warm by heating the water and heating the ionosphere in a given area, triangulation heating that would constitute the warm air rising that they need to direct and control and expand a hurricane-type structure. And that was exactly the words that they used yesterday, the experts saying how bizarre it was that here we had this tropical thing coming up into New Jersey with all the tropical water temperatures and everything, maintaining this 1,000-mile storm and coming in and merging with the snow and ice. I don't know. Obviously, that's another problem we have. It's like almost impossible to ever find out a given day and a given operation for these weather operations. You know, whether it's us or if it's the Russians or it's the Chinese, it's almost impossible. And if we ever get somebody that's one of the guys in there that actually throws the switches for this stuff, the poor guy's going to be blown up before he gets to a microphone to be able to tell us about it.
Up at Infowars.com, this just broke. This is from WashingtonPost.com. It's not even hidden. Melissa Melton has got an article detailing it. United States Department of Commerce, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration And Melissa Melton's got an article breaking this down, hidden in plain view, from back in 2008. The Washington Post covered it in 2009. HAMP, not HARP, HAMP, H-A-M-P, Homeland Security's research project on hurricane modification. And there they go, breaking down how they can manipulate hurricanes. I mean, the point is, you know, we're pointing out, hey, they can do this, and there's signs they're doing it. And then we're just supposed to all just go along, you know, with the fact that it doesn't exist. It's like
we're supposed to think that it's a good deal or something. I don't understand it. It's really mind-boggling. You know, one of, if we get a minute or two here, just point something out that was a big milestone for myself in investigating this stuff. Back in 82, there was a fellow named Lowell Ponte. This guy was actually a Pentagon researcher for weather, and he was involved with weather war and weather warfare concepts in 82. And at that time, he actually did an entire press release, a story, where he said that they could create earthquakes. They had the, of course, this later on came out in a lot of other information.
Well, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 1997, in April 18th, I think, or was it 1998, of Army Times gave a press briefing and said, earthquake weapons, seismic weapons, we've got it all, weather weapons.
Right. And again, this fella, Ponte, who was working directly for the Pentagon, I'm sure he's deceased at this point in time. But he did the whole thing, and he said, hey, we've got the laser capabilities to punch a hole in the ionosphere. We can actually create and manipulate the jet stream. We can alter the direction of storms. We can create them and create earthquakes as well. And this was published back in 1982, in July of 82, in Standard Press and Media. And
just to expand on that, that's like saying, we can jump out in oncoming traffic. You know, we can blow the whole earth up. Let's do it. I mean, these people are just all competing with each other to see who can have the most power. It's like, you know, how many, you know, instead of a hot dog eating contest, it's like a live hand grenade eating contest or something.
Well, and relative to what's going on right today with the storm, with the Sandy, this gigantic, it's an unbelievable storm. I mean, you know, I was looking at the, because I've done an awful lot of research. I almost fall into the category of being a scientific specialist in this.
Oh, it covers like 30-40% of the country now.
Well, it was 1,000 miles yesterday from west to east to west, west to east. The whole thing was 1,000-mile storm. Holy mackerel. All right, but to get back to what it does in terms of politics, we refer to the October surprise. I think it's very difficult to analyze what manner by which somebody could come ahead on this, except President Obama. It would appear that by, number one, it cut down Romney's ability to go any place to expand his platform at all. And number two,
lets Obama look presidential and dominate the news cycle.
That's right. That's right.
Let me show this from the Washington Post here. It's up at Infowars.com. United States Department of Commerce, DHS, control of hurricanes by the Department of Homeland Security, July 29, 2009, a giant program funded hurricane aerosol and microphysics program. Oh, but we shouldn't think that they would do this, Bob, when it's a freak storm, huh?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Department of Commerce, DHS, Obama ordered hurricane control. He's probably got a joystick running the thing.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder seeds
and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dream,
welcome back.
As my conscience seems to
Let's take some phone calls for Bob Fletcher. Otter, and then Kenny. Otter and Mass, you had a point on transhumanism. We'll get Bob Fletcher's take on that. Go ahead, Otter.
Okay. Thank you, Bob, for being there. The last couple of points you made were really dead on the money, saying things that don't often get out work frequently in this system of data compression, and that's one of the problems, I think, with getting this message out is the lexicon. People don't know it. They're so busy learning computerese and textese and forgetting American English that they can't communicate anymore, and they get turned off really rapidly. Now, a lot of this, obviously, we know is due to all these different dumbing down phases, and I always want to get Halliburton in there because
I... Sure, we're almost out of time. What was your point on transhumanism?
Well, it can't come to be because there's no way that they can encapsulate a soul in a physical entity. Anything that's created on this plane, I don't care what they can do with downloading memories, et cetera, storing them, it'll never come to pass because the human soul cannot be encapsulated.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Otter. I want to get Bob's take on that. This just went up at Infowars.com. It's at Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Cops taser 10-year-old boy for refusing to clean patrol car. And now they taser people that don't answer questions or taser people that don't give urine samples, chained down to hospital beds. I mean, this is just torture, Bob Fletcher.
Sure. As long as they're able to, excuse me, as long as they're able to get away with that, which they can. They seem to get away with it. The police at every level just carrying on outrageous acts on American people. And, of course, it goes back to a few years back when we realized that the local police were being informed, educated by bad guys sent in from Washington, explaining that if you stop somebody for speeding, if they quote the Constitution, consider them to be a terrorist. I mean, this was literally part of the educational program just a couple years ago for the local police.
Oh, my gosh. It was a school career day, and the kid didn't clean. He left, I guess, a bubble gum wrapper in there, so they tasered the kid. I mean, listen, what about these cases where cops now attack just innocent people? I've seen, like, wolves will attack a sheep that's injured, and I think it's a predatory instinct with the psychos they're hiring now, where every day we see articles where they attack an old woman who's even done nothing in a wheelchair or an old woman. They shove them down on the street.
They drag them out through the window, throw them down on the street, and kick them and put their feet down on the head of the person we're talking about, and they're doing it to grandma. I can't believe it. And they seemingly again are getting away with it. It upsets me to see it because, you know, it's something that 20, 40, 50 years ago, you would have the entire community out throwing stones at the police officer for doing something like that.
Well, but Bob, it's over the top, though, and it's meant to run the good cops out who won't be around it. I mean, you see this, and they now go, it's good to taser someone having a seizure if they don't follow your orders.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a person having a seizure. They're unconscious. It's.
Well, yeah, and a good electrical tasing, sure, that's sure going to help the seizure. That's insane. I can't even believe it, but we're watching it. We're watching, hey, you know, folks are getting away with it.
Hey, Bob Fletcher, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you.
The news, folks, is so over the top, I can't even believe it. And then you see the video of it. Cops beating up old ladies just for fun. I mean, it is just pure demonic possession that is happening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. And I a lot of times go into the fourth hour of this little five-minute segment. Sometimes the whole fourth hour is live. It's kind of the dessert.
The beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
No, I haven't had any beer. That's a Johnny Cash quote, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't help it. Let's go to Kenny in Maryland, there in the storm's path. Thank you for joining us while you're under attack by Sandy, sir. Thank you for your stalwart stoic waiting on hold. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. Question for Bob Fletcher on HARP.
Unfortunately, he's gone now, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, cool. No problem. Just last week, the Monday, I was seeing a lot of chemtrails around. And just Saturday morning, it was quite clear. By 12, the chemtrails, I guess, had formed and made that gray cloud that spoke of. And there was actually a ring around the sun as well.
Yeah, but that BBC admits that's when they're doing weather modification. I mean, they've got articles about it and just show it. I mean, I mean, the point is they're just doing it. They admit they're doing it, but say, we're doing something, suckers, but we're not going to tell you. So roll over and die. I mean, it's just amazing.
She said it looked like a force field. It definitely did that. And the storm, prayers goes out to all the families lost. It didn't really hit hard here in Maryland. It didn't really touch home. I mean, it was just a strong storm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really bad in areas that are low, like New York, Manhattan, things like that. Well, God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Sorry you couldn't talk to Bob. We just did this segment to take your calls. Chris in New York, hardest hit from what I've seen. What's your take on this, Chris?
How you doing there, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right. Well, I'm here in upstate New York, about 30 miles from New York City. New Jersey got it really bad. A lot of devastation over there. And the bad thing, though, is that a lot of the trains have been canceled and shut down. So the transportation system is not really good. So this is a really devastating storm, and there were about 30 people who died. So I think that this is whoever caused it. I really can't say, but it really is devastating.
Devastating there in New York. We've seen the images, no doubt. How are you faring?
I'm okay because our electricity was flickering on and off, but overall, our area wasn't hit that bad, although there were some trees down on the street. Some paths were blocked.
Well, sir, we will continue to track it all. Thank you for that update in New York, Chris. Let's talk to Taylan in Oregon, I promised, maybe it wasn't clear, we're taking calls from the storm. So let's go to Chris first in Mass. Chris, real quick in Mass, go ahead. Or I guess it is Taylan. Go ahead, Taylan in Oregon, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sure can, you bet.
Awesome, it's been a while, I've been trying. Okay, so I actually have an opinion on the storm. It could just come off as a fluke, and they were overhyping it. You know, well, I don't know how long the storm's going to last, but, you know, that could be part of their, I guess, plan, if you will.
Or they may not be in complete control of the weather with the sun and moon and the gravity being more powerful than what they've done. It's certainly a 1,000-mile-wide monster, Mac, rain-wise. And like you said, the death toll's 25. That guy was saying 30. But, I mean, it's certainly a serious issue if you're under it right now.
Yeah, well, my prayers go out to the people on the east.
Absolutely. My prayers go out to those being bombed by globalist drones all over the world where they say, yeah, we'll kill 20, 50, 100, 200 people who are innocent to get one bad guy. They're not humans. They're just foreigners. The globalists think the same thing of you. I appreciate your call, sir. The big news I didn't cover enough here is Jesse Ventura, the TSA episode, killed, will not air. And it's like, hey, we're starting to shut down stuff we don't like. How's that sound, you scum out there? Well, I don't think you're scum. I think you're going to stand up against them. And if you serve the system, you better decide which side you're on. Because let me tell you, we're hurtling towards disaster. We're on the eve of really serious collapse if this insanity continues. Big nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.